Well, hello, this is Ted Johnson with the Fish on Ted podcast. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We're coming to you, if you're listening to this in perpetuity, it's the year 2024. We're recording this almost on Memorial Day in May, and we're talking fishing in Seattle and all the opportunities that are coming up for the 2024 season in that particular area. And we have a returning guest who's just an absolute delight to talk to. Looking forward to him bestowing his knowledge and his wisdom on us. It's Captain Chris of Big King Salmon Charters. And hey, Chris, are you there, man?
I'm here. How are we doing, Ted?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. And just welcome to a horrific, horrific Memorial Day weekend here in Seattle. I don't know where the weather has come from. But we've had fantastic, beautiful weather up until the annual Memorial Day celebration weekend. And, of course, the monsoons have come.
Oh, my
God. It is
really?
Just pouring down rain, cold, terrible. And tomorrow the forecast is back to be up to the 60s. So summer's coming back tomorrow.
Wow, no kidding. Well, it is the Pacific Northwest. You know, a couple of weeks ago I was on a Tuesday of that week, we were in snow, and on Wednesday we were at 80. Oh, not Wednesday. On Friday we were in 85 degrees, and so it's an interesting place to live, is it not?
I don't know. I mean, we've had some great weather, and we were all betting, playing the odds. What's going to happen on Memorial Day weekend? What's going to happen on Memorial Day weekend? And I've got the boat out for some upgrades this weekend, and what a terrible time to do it. As soon as it came out, the floodgates opened and it started pouring down rain. But best to get it done now and be ready for all you fishing boys and girls that are going to go out with us this summer, because she's going to be high and tight as of tomorrow. She's going to have a complete remodel. She's going to be beautiful.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, salmon season starts, what is it, next Saturday, the 1st of June?
Yeah, so in Puget Sound, for us, and we have had a fantastic result here with our fishing season setting process this year. We're going to start up with salmon June 1st this year.
Yeah.
And we'll be fishing salmon all the way through the end of October, 1st of November this year. So we've got a great season coming up.
Wow, you've got 5 months of salmon fishing in your area. That's awesome. I know that you and I have talked a little bit, and some of the states and areas around the Pacific Northwest are really kind of iffy right now, whether they're going to be fishing or not and how long they're going to be open. But it sounds like Puget Sound and the Seattle area is open for business. So if you want to catch salmon, you're kind of one of the go-to places, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a great season this year. We've got a lot of the problems that have been affecting other areas really aren't necessarily affecting us here in Central Puget Sound. We've got great water conditions. We've got great habitat.
Mm-hmm.
Good ocean conditions have led to a good return of salmon for us. You know, our friends in California really got a problem. Got a lot of calls from California. They want to come up here. They have no season there. Alaska is hurting pretty good. So we're blessed here in Central Puget Sound to have some great habitat conditions and great returns this year. Really looking forward to getting out there.
Right. Now you start fishing what, coho on Saturday?
Yeah.
Is that the first season that opens?
Yeah, well, right now we're doing lingcod and flounder for the families and the kids. They really love the flounder, doing a lot of flounder trips. And then salmon's going to start for us on June 1st. It's going to be the resident coho. These are the coho salmon, the silver salmon that are hatched here in Puget Sound.
Mm-hmm.
They're in their growth stage. They're growing really fast. They're eating really heavy. They're really, really strong hitters because they're hungry. They're trying to grow, and we're going to be fishing those guys. They'll be in our area here through most of the summer, but then they head out you know, late summer, and then they go into the ocean. They come back as our ocean run coho in September 2 years down the road. So that's the start for us, is going to be our resident Coho salmon in June 1st.
And you know what I like personally about Coho is that they're topwater fighters, aren't they? I mean, they're jumping and they're pulling and they're just putting up a fit until they hit the boat.
Yeah, they don't want to get in the boat. That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah. But what's really good about these these resident Coho salmon is they have a transition that they go through on what they're feeding. So they're eating and feeding on shrimp and krill in the early stages in May and June and the 1st of July.
Uh-huh.
And then the transition later on in the summer, depending on the conditions and on how the feeding is going, they'll transition later on into feeding on herring.
Oh,
but when they're feeding on the shrimp and the coho, or the shrimp and the krill, they have a crustacean-y flavor to them, because it's what they're eating. And the flavor profile of these fish is the best salmon you're ever going to eat. It's my favorite salmon to eat, is the June resident coho.
Yeah.
They have just a fantastic flavor to them.
And for people that may not know, you are actually a professional chef by trade. And so,
that is true.
You know your salmon better than probably anybody I've ever talked to in my life, man. And so if you're saying that's good stuff, then that's going to be really good stuff, is it not?
That, amongst other things, you learn by doing.
So true.
And you learn by grilling, too, Kat. When you put it on the grill with your friends and family for the barbecue, everybody's got their favorite. But for me, that's my favorite. Uh-huh. I would put these resident coho up against any, people are going to scream at me, I'll put these up against any Copper River King sockeye.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to have a fantastic flavor. Awesome. Copper River King's a little bit different, you know?
Right.
A lot more fat, a lot bigger fish. But these resident cohos are, you know, top-notch dining fare. They make up for their lack of size with that flavor profile. The resident cohos, of course, aren't as big as the summer kings or the summer coho because they're growing. They're juveniles. But,
right.
They make out for it in flavor and fight.
Right. Oh, yeah. So speaking of kings, king season, when does that start in Puget Sound?
This year, kings is going to start July the 18th. And we have an interesting dynamic going on here this year, as we do every year with these regulations. You know, it's always a struggle trying to form fisheries when we're dealing with, we're working with the tribes, we're working with the commercial guys, and we're trying to figure things out. So this year is going to be a little bit different. Kings are going to start up July the 18th. And when we're out in Area 10, it looks like tentatively we're going to have kings on a Tuesday through Saturday situation until the quota is reached in Area 9, which is just north of us. If you come out of Edmonds, you turn right-hand side, you're in Area 9. Turn left, at that front of the marina, you're in Area 10. So it looks like when they reach their quota in Area 9, it's going to be a seven-day-a-week thing, tentatively, for kings. We don't know yet.
Right.
They're kind of figuring things out with these guys. So it's going to be a four-day-a-week king season at the beginning, and then it's going to turn to a seven-day-a-week king season once they get their quota.
Very good. And in July, you still have some resident coho sitting around too, don't you?
Oh, in July? Yeah, we have coho year-round in Puget Sound. Some of them never leave. We have coho that leave Puget Sound and then they come back. They go out to the ocean and then they come back. And they will come back once they're full-grown and big. They'll come back in 2 years, and they'll be what we call our ocean run coho.
Uh-huh.
And we get them in September.
Oh, in September. Okay. And then in between, there's, I think, two species of salmon, maybe even more, that I know that comes in, the pink salmon, but they only come in once every other year. And then you get sockeyes up there too, don't you?
Well, the pink salmon, they come in every other year. They come in an odd number of years. And this year's an even number of years. They won't be in next year. We'll look forward to them. Too bad they don't come in every year, because when they come in, it's really spectacular. They come in the millions. But we'll have them next year. Sockeye do travel to Puget Sound. They generally do not hit. They they're feeding and hitting when they get into Lake Washington. So we don't that's not really a harvestable or any fishery that's of any consequence.
Right. And then the other species is what, chum or dog salmon that you get every once in a
while? Yeah, we do. Chums do come through sometimes late October, early November.
Okay.
They're a species that we really don't have much season on.
Right.
Allocated a lot of the chums to the tribe so that we can get more fishing opportunities for coho and chinook.
Very good. Very good. Now, how many people can you fish on your boat, Chris?
So we can fish 6 passengers per boat.
Uh-huh.
And we do book multiple boats. All good. Everybody's good friends. 6 is a great group. Generally don't mix groups of 6.
Right.
Unless you're all one group. Now we do large groups, and I do a lot of groups with the larger companies, you know, Amazon, Microsoft, all these groups. And we can take, you know, pretty large size groups. But what we generally do is we'll put you all together on separate boats, and like have a corporate, you know, fishing derby, something like that. So if you've got a group of 30, we'll put you on multiple boats. If you've got a group of 15, we'll split you up on 3 boats, something like that.
Very good. And that's a very comfortable number on a boat your size. And, you know, one of the other things that people don't promote a lot in the business, but it is really, really important, is, you know, can you get out of the weather in a boat? And I've been invited on some trips where we just kind of have an open skiff, and whatever will be. We get wet if it rains, and we get sunburnt if the sun comes out, and that's always fun. But, you know, if I have a boat where I can get in and warm up or cool off or just kind of get out of the sunshine, that makes a better day out of it for me. And you, your boat has a, climate controlled, cabin on it, does it not?
Well, we pride ourselves on being family friendly. You know, we're not taking you guys out on, like my neighbor does, on a deadliest catch experience. My boat and the boats that I book have cabins and, you know, controlled areas where we've got, you know, a nice cabin to get out of the weather, big fishing deck, enclosed areas. So you're not, If it's a hot day, you're not getting hammered by the sun. If it's a cool day, you got a nice warm space to get into. So specifically for my boat, we've got a luxurious cabin to get out of the weather. We've got a big fishing deck. It's all covered when you want to get out of the weather. And the boats that I book are the same. We've got, you know, cabins in them, enclosed areas to get out of the weather. Want to be out in the sun, want to be out the weather, fine. But if it's, you know, cool day, you got a nice warm cabin to get into.
Right.
Hot day, got a nice cool cabin to get into. You're out of the weather at all times. I've got a real enclosed bathroom with a real facilities, real door that closes behind you, real sink, which is nice for everybody, but especially the girlfriend or the ladies on the boat. So
sure.
So that is an amenity that's very important when you're taking out families and the wife and the girlfriend or, you know, the family. Very important.
Absolutely. Now, you go out of the Seattle/Edmonds area where you fish. How far out do you have to motor to get into the fish? And is the water, I mean, do you have to go kind of offshore, or is it protected waters?
We're very close depending on the time of year. So primarily, we're departing from the port of Edmonds, which is about 10 minutes more north of Seattle. And I would say, depending on the time of year, 60 to 70% of the time, as soon as we get out of the marina, we're right in the middle of the fishing. We're in the prime area right in possession sound, right out front of Edmonds.
Oh wow.
We may go, depending on the time of year, 45 minutes one direction and out to the fishing grounds, a half an hour. But it's central Puget Sound is where Edmonds is located. We're right there. When we pick up in Seattle, 15, 20 minutes, oftentimes, you know, maybe 20, 25 minutes. That general location is kind of salmon central for us.
Got it. Got it. Well, that makes it nice, doesn't it? And like you were saying, you're not going out into the Pacific. It's salt water, but it's protected water inside the sound itself, Puget Sound, right?
Yeah, the sound is. If you take a look at Puget Sound, southeast corner of Whidbey Island, Seattle, Bremerton area, we are in the sound. Mm-hmm. It is salt water. We're protected. You know, we've got the Olympics on one side. You know, we've got the mountains. So we do get some wind from time to time, but it's not like you're out on the ocean. We're not out, you know, in the ocean swells, the current. We're not getting those waves. It's protected waters. Mm-hmm. We get our weather. If we're going to get weather, we get our weather in December, January, and the 1st of February.
Right.
The summers are generally very, very calm. You know, you can get some weather come in randomly, but if we get something that's not going to be comfortable, we just, you know, we don't go.
Right.
But 90% of the time, it's comfortable most of the time in Puget Sound.
Safety is number one issue, right?
And well, safety and comfort. I mean, we're out to have fun. You know, we're not out there, you know. Okay. Risking our lives to go fishing. We're fishing for fun and enjoyment and memories.
There you go. So, there you go.
So, and 90% of the time, it's very, very enjoyable.
Right.
It's a great experience all the time.
So between June 1 and the end of October, 1st of November, it's pretty much coho fishing, whether it's resident or returning coho, right? And then you sprinkle in a couple different runs of the king salmon, and then the other species kind of come and go. But so if people are booking through that period of time, primarily you're going to be fishing coho and king, correct?
Yeah. So we've got coho year round, and uh-huh. we've got what we call the ocean run coho, which are the returning coho.
Mm-hmm.
A large portion of those originated as the resident coho,
right,
which hatch in June. We fish those in June. And we've got coho that are in the Puget Sound all year round. And then we've got Chinook kings that are in Puget Sound all year long as well. So we have returning kings that come into Puget Sound. Mm-hmm. And we have seasons for those specific. And catches for those specific. But then we have what we call blackmouth, which are resident Chinook,
uh-huh,
which have hatched in Puget Sound. And they're in Puget Sound all year round. A large percentage of those, the ones that we can keep, are hatchery originated. They've had their adipose fins clipped, so we know they're hatchery.
Right.
But there are specific seasons on those as well, and limit supply to those. So we have those available. Generally, they start, you know, in that July time frame, and there is a quota per area on those Chinook. And when they're caught, when that quota is caught, then they will shut them down for those particular guys. Area 9 has a quota, which is, like I said, you turn left or right, you're into Area 9, you turn left, you're into Area 10, right out of Edmonds.
Right.
And Area 9, they have a quota for those. It's a little bit different than Area 10. They generally, that quota can last a few weeks, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. In Area 10, we generally have a larger quota for the Chinook in Area 10, and that usually lasts us through most of August.
Got it.
A lot of years all the way through August. So we have a great great Chinook fishery in Area 10, which is very sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, usually lasts through the end of August.
Sure. So if somebody wants to book a trip and maybe wants to book a couple trips, between now and October, end of October would be a good opportunity for them to come back multiple times, and they can be catching kings or silvers or coho, at those different times of year. And the really cool thing I think about where you're at is that you've got it must be a restaurant or a fish market or something that will prepare the fish for shipping and they'll help freeze them and that sort of thing. So you don't have to really bother with the catch. It can all be handled that way. And you can go to Arnie's, which is a great place to eat, and enjoy the evening or maybe the day, the breakfast before at Arnie's, and just make a whole day out of it where you're at, right?
100%. Edmonds is a fantastic destination town. There's so much to do in my little town here.
Uh-huh.
There's restaurants, shops, there's all sorts of festivals going on all the time. We've got one going on right now.
Uh-huh.
Arts festival. We have the Taste of Edmonds. We have every week in the summer, there's something going on. There's music going on in the summer almost every day down in the town.
Yeah.
You mentioned Arnie's. It's a great restaurant. It's right next to the boats there. I know the owner. Fantastic place.
Uh-huh.
If you folks that want to process or ship their catch anywhere in the world, really, but especially in the United States, one of my good friends owns Kuzma's Fish Market.
That's right.
Just up the street from the marina here.
Uh-huh.
And it is real authentic Japanese fish market. You can get anything there. I've got a link to it on my website at bigkingsalmoncharters.com. And you name it, they've got tuna, sushi, all the fixings for sushi, clams, mussels, crab, you name it, all live. I can't recommend the place enough. We go down there at least once or twice a week to get to get supplies for the homestead here.
Right.
It's a fantastic place.
Oh, that's
great. Can do anything for you. They will do anything for you. And especially if you mention me, they'll go above and beyond and do anything for you. They've got all the supplies there to ship anywhere in the United States, next day, second day, whatever you want.
Cool. Well, wonderful. Well, Captain Chris, man, thank you so much for your time today. As always, you are welcome on the show anytime you want to come on. But how do people get a hold of you if they want to book this coming season?
So they can go to my website, BigKingSalmonCharters.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can call me direct at 425-776-7688. Myself or one of my captains will call you back. And we'll get you booked up. You can also book online directly. There's book now buttons all over my website. So, we'll get you taken care of. There's significant dates available, for the end of the summer and for the beginning of the summer. So we've got lots of space. We can put you on the boats.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again so much, Chris, and tight lines to you. I hope you have your absolute best season ever, which is going to be hard to do because you seem to have good seasons every year, but you always outdo yourself. So anyway, thanks again. I'd love to have you come back maybe in the middle of the season and just kind of give us a report if you wouldn't mind.
We'll do that. I've got a lot of people are bugging me. We need to get more recipes up on the website. I've got a recipe link up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise, this is my promise to everyone, we're going to get some more recipes up there in the next couple of weeks. So we'll get that done.
There you go. Well, Chris, thank you so much again. Tight lines to you. And have a great Memorial Day, man.
Tight lanes to you too, and you have a good Memorial Day. It's supposed to be better tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that. I know what the weather is like where you're at. I think you're in Oregon. I think it's probably better, but supposed to get to 60s tomorrow. That will be like summer for us. So.
There you go. Thanks again, Chris.